tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Live Paranormal Radio Show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek. Let's see what he's up to. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
How are you?
That's about it.
So I was thinking.
I'm okay. You were thinking, oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it was. That's why I did that.
You didn't even know what to say there.
Yeah, I agreed with you. We were talking about the last time I was talking about like my intro, coming up with something cool. And today I was thinking about different taglines and stuff like that. So now I was thinking we should come up with some cool like tagline intros, not just the name.
Okay. And that's as far as you got? Oh, okay.
I can even break that down further.
Okay.
So, you know, something cool, like the voice of Live Paranormal, Rob Zarek. I like that. I think it's catchy. It makes
totally
me feel
involved.
Important.
It's a lie.
But the voice of Live Paranormal.
No, that's not true.
I don't know. If I say it enough,
I do know.
True. If it's true in my mind, then it's true.
That does not make it true. Sorry.
But it's catchy.
Bubble bursted. But it's not true.
And you could be the bubble burster extraordinaire.
Yep. I already am. I already hold that title.
I know. That's why we could use it in the radio.
Right. Then it becomes official
burster.
If you say it enough. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bubble burster extraordinaire.
Okay.
Nikki Para on
Yeah, I don't know about that. Not sure that one's going to stick there.
When you want your bubble bursted,
when you want the truth, I'll tell you.
Then Nikki Para on
That's right.
Nicole knows how to burst your bubble.
Mm-hmm. I do. Pretty good at it. Let me just be the icing on your cake for the day and just tell you now. Nope.
Well, you know, and we are going to be putting together some new T-shirts and sweatshirts, and I think maybe we should go as far as getting customized ones, and you could have Bubble Burster written, like, on it somehow.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, at least it's
this isn't going well.
About.
I won't even
the
agree with you for radio purposes.
The voice of Live Paranormal Radio.
No matter how many times
like
you say
that.
It doesn't make it the case. But it's not true.
Not even if I say it in my radio voice? I don't really have a radio voice, but if I did, it would sound like the voice of Live Paranormal Radio.
Anyway,
okay, well, I guess we'll
cricket.
Throw,
we need to have a
we'll
cricket sound.
That idea.
We need to have a cricket sound play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I like the tagline idea, though. It might not be, maybe we could say the voices of Live Paranormal Radio, and then it could be our introduction.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll work on it.
We're going to have to get into a creative bubble here.
I can continuously use that for myself when I want to feel special. When I'm just driving in the car.
Right. You can keep telling yourself that over and over again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I might even put that in my email.
Oh, God.
At the bottom of my email.
It's going to be at your signature line? Oh, Lord.
Yes. It could be my signature. The voice of Live Paranormal Radio.
In his own mind, Rob Zook.
I'm not sure why that part is. It could just be.
I think that part's needed. Okay. Definitely necessary in order to seal the deal. You don't want your email, like, signature to be nothing but lies. That would be bad.
Fine.
Okay. Bubble is successfully burst.
I was on something with the tagline, but, you know, as we go into a tagline-less 2022.
Cry, tears. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to do.
We do have a lot to do.
Paranormal. We do have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
No, I'm looking forward to all of the fun tagline-less.
Shut up.
Stuff.
Oh, way to run it in the ground there.
And you know, ultimately. I've noticed I don't stay up on social media the way I should.
I have not logged in, and I need to. I haven't done any of that.
I prefer not to, and I don't think I'll start doing that again. But you know, when it comes, I kind of just focus on what we do, and not really focus on anything but that. And
mm-hmm.
For 2022, I know that we have a lot of stuff we're planning on putting out there and doing. And I think just in continuation of all of our hard work and dedication to what we do is what we're going to try to accomplish in a grander scheme, for getting some new shows and some new content put out there, and see what this year brings. This year bring a lot of fruitful investigations.
Yes, two for sure. Nice warm ones.
Yeah, I got that as the it has to be. We talked earlier today about our next investigation, and you're like, it's got to be warm. And you actually like cut me off. And I don't know. I guess that's it's the
necessary.
Obvious. I already knew that, but it does make me sigh a little bit, because it kind of, hinders a lot, but, we'll work on that. So we'll be doing a lot of
it's just
going
to have to happen. I can't afford to freeze to death.
You can always afford it.
No, I cannot. I'll be honest. I can't miss work. It would be bad.
Well,
that one stint on the road a while back really did me in.
It was like in 2018 or something like that.
Yeah, and it's still dramatic, because it was very bad. I was super sick for quite a while. I was really sick.
Well, the point is we'll be bringing live streams to both our Facebook and probably TikTok accounts, and kind of doing different formats. We messed around with some of the different formats earlier this past year, and I think we got them down, and we worked with our friend and co-host on Live Paranormal. We never officially named that show we were doing with Rob Hernandez.
Yeah.
We have a celebrity. We should, though. We're going to come up with a name for it. We were bringing, I think we said we had special live feeds, and then we'd go live. We never had an official name for it. I think it needs an official name.
Right. We'll have to look, we really need to get our thinking caps on. Clearly, it's like, got a lot of stuff to do.
I had my thinking cap on, and it was busted.
You had it on too tight.
I still like it.
You had your thinking cap
Rob
on too tight.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him what he thinks.
Okay, let's do it. Let's find out.
It might be two against one.
Let's find out. Hello.
Hello. So, Rob,
how's it going?
We're gonna jump right to the chase here. I was working at Taglines today for work, and on Live Paranormal, I decided that, you know, we always talk about our intros. Our intros sometimes lack. We're coming out with some new music, and I don't have, I guess what you would call a stage name. You know, I'm not a para unnormal. So I thought I'd take it a step further and do a tagline. And I really liked my tagline, though it was definitely a little bit probably conceited and probably brings the spotlight specifically to me, which is fine. You know, that's kind of, you know, that's how I think, but yet it never goes over well. So I liked on my intro for this upcoming year and beyond, when before she says my name, she says the voice of Live Paranormal Radio, Rob Zarek. What do you think?
Am I muted?
No. You're not.
It's live.
So this is unfiltered?
It's live. This is unfiltered.
Can we cuss?
Yes. The voice of Live Paranormal Radio.
No freaking way.
No. I would say hell no.
See, look. Boom. Thank you.
Wait. Okay, before we continue, I just wanted to give a shout out to the two birthday, the birthday babies here, Rob and Nikki.
Yes.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know
much.
It was yesterday, but I still wanted to say happy birthday.
We're another year older, both of us.
You know what?
We sound like we're one.
No, Rob's another year older. You're another year younger.
That's right. I love this man.
I just keep celebrating my anniversary of my 40th birthday.
You're 40th. No wonder you're old. You need to, like,
and
go
Nikki
back to, like,
on their 29th.
29.
Yeah.
That's right, 29.
That's what I'll do the anniversary of my 29th birthday. I didn't even know when that was. I didn't think they did it.
So long ago, you don't remember. Dial up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it probably
so you know what's
was
funny?
Dial up, so let's not laugh.
You know what's funny?
What's
I was
funny?
Just thinking back. It's been like 3 years since I was first on Live Paranormal. And then
oh,
I took
sure.
a year off. I took a year off. And here we are again. doing the live show.
What, you know, I so you don't like the voice of Live Paranormal Radio, which I say, you know what I'm saying? I think because
true.
The, yeah, every, you know what the thing is, here's another way to look at it too, is like, all of the bills come out of my bank account. So I think that kind of gives me like a little bit of like a, like a 51%.
So we'll call you the guy who pays the bills, Rob Zarek.
No, how about Godfather Rob?
That might be a way we can like separate. But that makes me feel old.
No,
Godfather.
It makes you have more power. You're the man with the power.
Yeah.
But that's not even true. So that's the thing. It's like
that's
the funny thing. That's not accurate.
It is, though. Kind of.
It is.
No.
But I digress. So I guess my idea... Like I said, I'll use it for myself.
That's
like when I'm just by myself, and I'll drive around and stuff.
In
I can
the
like
car,
this.
He can talk to himself and be like, "I am the voice." Yeah, because that's what you need to tell yourself. You know, that pep talk will be good for you. It'll be good.
Yeah. So this year, outside of that, you know, we're kind of getting back to full circle, talking about how, you know, here you are again. know, here we are again, another year. This is
right.
My, I don't know how many years now I've got under my belt with Live Paranormal. Teens. Kind of getting back to, yeah, definitely.
Well,
getting back to,
I mean,
doing the live stream and, the radio is always the backbone. And just the investigation and the interactive stuff, what you bring to the table. And, we started doing together and checking out and testing out different formats this past year. And, we'll probably do it on a regular basis more in the coming year and actually make, an actual, production out of it.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and this is something that I was discussing with Lisa, and I think I talked about it with you, Rob. I think what we need to do is a show with the four of us, Nikki, yourself,
mm-hmm.
Lisa, and me. She even talked about possibly going to Gettysburg and maybe doing a live stream from there with the four of us. I'd be down.
That would be cool. Yeah. I love that.
I think it would be good.
Yes.
I do too.
That
would
be
fun. And
I
think that, the format that we did, we tested out where you run the spirit box or ghost box, I guess, depending on,
mm-hmm.
Who's saying
mm-hmm.
it. And,
right.
From a third-party location, really was unique, and that format really worked well this past year, and it was cool to incorporate into our investigations and kind of bring some people, like when we had Richard Grieco on of
mm-hmm.
the King of 21 Jump Street. It was cool to have
right.
him come on and be able
line.
To invest. He does. So now we're the king of live paranormal.
No.
Okay, I like that. Why? Why would anything that makes me seem cool or important, you're like, no.
It doesn't, though.
I'm
it
not
just
sure.
doesn't work. It just kind of...
The king
you're
of life
cool
paranormal.
Enough. I'm sorry.
The life paranormal prince.
But that's not...
There
then,
you go.
It's got to be king.
He wants to be the king. Okay. Have it your way.
Right. And I can, walk around, like have special seat whenever we do
just
live
stop.
Streams and stuff.
We'll give him a
scepter,
a cape, and a crown.
A throne.
We'll give him a throne. Yeah, we'll set him
like
on the toilet.
We'll paint the toilet
as
gold.
Long as it's a throne.
Spray paint it.
Exactly. That's like the Jameson Newlander throne. Yes, we got that.
We'll bling
dresser.
It out for you.
We'll make sure it's warm.
moving forward, I thought that we want to incorporate new shows and kind of new ideas and new structures. That the formatting, I guess, has become redundant when it comes to the live streams. When we first started live streaming on so many different platforms ago, I think we used Ustream, we used Face, and then when we came over and on Nicole's recommendation, we started doing Facebook and Facebook Live, and that was cool because we were one of the first people on in our genre to kind of bring out full scale investigations, and now it's so commonplace.
Yeah.
That I think it's become redundant. There is no, it's not special anymore. Because and I think that's what kind of gives the uniqueness, because it's kind of like it when we were doing with the celebrities, it was like we're interviewing the celebrity, but then we're also allowing them to take part in an investigation virtually, and it kind of, it was more unique. And it was a way to tie in your show with our show and kind of get it, one big show. And we can call it the big show. That's what we can call it. The Big Show.
Well, you want? Can I just say something really quick? To be honest,
always.
I think you guys, before I even came into the picture with Live Paranormal, and I think that's when, I was talking to Nikki and you at that time when you guys were doing these a while back, years ago. Actually, I think Live Paranormal was the first paranormal, I guess, channel to ever do live streams. I mean, in locations, going to locations, doing, I remember back when nobody else was doing it yet. And it seemed like a lot of people were mimicking that same type of format. I remember, looking back, 7 years ago, there was really nobody doing it on Facebook Live Facebook Live. You guys, I think, were the first people to do it. And
that kind of
inspired
of,
me. Yeah. I mean, and that's what inspired me to do a live stream. But I had to do something different. So, with us bringing the live ITC sessions at 3 a.m, our show has gotten big internationally. I think, to be honest, and I'm going to say this because other people from Europe have also told me that this show that I do on Live Paranormal on Saturdays is the largest show, I think, in the world. We know it is in the U.S., but I think it's in the world. I mean, there's people all over the U.K., all over Europe, as far as Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, all these people come in every week and they watch the show, and then the restreams. So people miss a show, they tune in, and our numbers are just like growing every week. And we're just talking about it. Somebody was like, Rob, do you know you guys are the number one ITC show probably in the world? I was like, I know we are in the U.S., but I didn't know in the world. They said, yeah, nobody else is doing it. I mean, there's other people doing it, but not like what we're doing. And we don't have the following as we do. So getting on with new shows. Now, I do have some ideas that I ran by Rob. And, there's other things that we do want to do with bringing up live streams again with you guys. And I think that was very successful in incorporating live Ghost Box sessions from a remote location. And the responses that we were getting, even Richard was like blown away. He was like, oh my God. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
It was definitely awesome.
So with that being said, I mean, I think if we come up with new formats, if we come up with even new shows, I have some good ideas for some new streams. And I do have one person in particular to do a new live stream show. I want to get somebody that's, I think, kind of green, and try to get that person. I want to produce a show that's going to surpass my show, definitely. And I think I have some ideas that can do it. And it's just because, I want to bring in more viewers to Live Paranormal, and I want to do something different. I don't know.
Right?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, why not?
No, for sure. And I think that's just, I tend to feel like at this point, there's a lot of the stuff has already been done. And there's only so much you can do that will make it unique. I think the fact that we, we can offer, the interactive part people like, and there's only so much you can do to kind of shake things up, but we're always open for new ideas, new formatting, and hopefully, come up with quality content. And I think that's what comes to, like, when we pick our show hosts as well, too. We always are very we're very specific. We like, you know, people don't have to have already had a show, but we, you know, we like to have people who actually know what they're talking about. Because now, I mean, essentially, on Facebook Live, you could do whatever you want, and it could be
exactly,
you know, say whatever you want, do whatever you want. You know, the actual standards are none. You know, I at one point I forget who I was talking about or talking to. I don't usually talk about anybody, so I just don't care. But so I guess just talking to a former network owner that was back in the day from like when I started. And they did shows or a show host. I can't remember if it was a network or a show host. I can't remember who it was. Someone actually put a production together. And they're like, man, we'd love to come back and do radio with you guys and video with you guys. But, like, putting up the studio and taking it down and making sure it was all set up and the green screen and everything is just so crazy. And it's just a formatting. Yeah. I was like, well, wait a minute. Here's the thing is now there is no standard. You don't have to have any of that stuff because people just – I've seen people probably – coming from their bathroom, they're probably like sitting in the toilet, and they're that's how they're broadcasting. You know, so there used to be an industry standard that you had to be like, you know, some sort of like, what you would think would be an industry standard is no longer in play, and that's the downside, and that's when I see some of this stuff, and it kind of just like makes you blah to the whole thing is that there's no standard. You know, there used to be people that would try. Or have like, you know, their appearance would not, you know, they would be dressed accordingly, you know, not what we see people in their pajamas in their bath and a toilet. I don't know if that actually happened. That would be my, like, I'm pretty sure
your equivalent to what you've seen,
Well, it's like, for my story purposes,
I mean, it's
cool,
like
you and your studio and stuff, having your studio. You know, having you there, you look professional. You know, and that's where there's a professionalism that I try to, you know, think that we stand up to, you know, and try to provide compared to just this other stuff. And obviously there's times when we do live streams that we are just grabbing our cameras and going, or we're doing a point of view thing, which is cool and people enjoy that too. But when it comes to like the interviews and stuff, you know, there are no standards anymore. And I think that's a shame.
No.
You know, it's like either do we try to go back to our old standards, but then you lose providers, and if you can get quality providers, you know, even, you know, with like Lloyd Arbuck, we have him on, and he at least comes from like, you know, he's got all his leather-bound books behind him and stuff. It looks nice.
Right.
He actually is coming from his office, you know, like not just from a toilet. You know, so that is what we've always tried to.
So, like right now, my Saturday show, I mean, I'm doing it from my kitchen table. I mean, seriously, just because, you know, I've moved, you know, a couple of times. But it's not about with us, it's not about the presentation. It's more about the content. And then now we have almost like a morning show type of atmosphere where, I mean, everybody in the audience is laughing. And Lisa, one time I said, hey, Lisa, you got to watch the, you know, this show. And so I sent her the link. She watched it and she freaking like started texting me saying, Rob, you didn't tell me not to be drinking water while I'm watching the show. Cause I guess she spit her water everywhere cause she was laughing so hard. But anyway, so that's and I think, But see, that's the thing. I think you have to have the it's not just about quantity, it's about quality. And honestly, I think if you have the right type of show, I don't think presentation really matters anymore. It's the content behind the screen.
Right.
Well, I think that it does allow for more people who, you know, aren't, as long as, like I said, I think the only thing I would care about is the toilet thing, you know, but outside of that, it does kind of open up more opportunities for people that might not either have the availability or the knowledge to know how to put a green screen up, or to, you know, the capabilities to provide something and have that. But as long as they, you know, offer good content, then, you know, that's what mm-hmm. we're at least trying to bring now, content-wise. So, you know, yeah, and
right.
a good mix of things. You know, we do offer some mm-hmm. multiple things, like free readings and stuff that we have. And it'll probably bring more, too. You know, it's
right.
it's a good thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we want to fill our network page on Facebook with streams all day long. You know, and we mm-hmm. talked about, you know, that the restreaming site to, you know, broadcast our old investigations or our old footage. Like, we have, I don't know how many gigabytes of just remote cameras.
God.
In amazing locations, you know, with the ghost mm-hmm. box running. And when we sit and watch them, we're like, wow, that's it, that, or wow, there's this, that knock got knocked over, or this, or mm-hmm. you know, things paranormal happened. And I think
mm-hmm.
what will be
right.
cool is we're going to be uploading unseen footage, you know, mm-hmm. and playing it on Facebook Live for people to watch and point out, like, oh, we captured this, or did you see that move, or there's a shadow here. You know, so that's something we're mm-hmm. definitely putting in play, you know, hopefully soon. And I wanted to talk to you about it too, because I know that's one thing that we kind of talked about in the middle of
mm-hmm.
last year and did not, you know, finish up. But
yeah.
I have all that footage uploaded and ready to go. And, you know, I think
yeah.
that's something that will be fun for people. And I noticed a lot of people from like 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday enjoy watching that while they're at work, which is sad to say, but it's true.
And you know how we can do it. This would kind of be cool to do it this way is, well, I don't really want to give ideas out over, you know. Yeah, we'll talk about it offline. I do have some good ideas to do that, and
okay.
I'm excited to
awesome.
To help out with that. You know, we can put something together, and then we could broadcast
yeah.
it, you know, on whatever platform we're going to use. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know what we talked about, and I think we could use that platform to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be a great thing to do. And then another thing we could do is, you know, if somebody does want to set up a green screen, you know, Restream software now supports green screens. I could give a little tutorial, or if we have any new people that want to come on to Live Paranormal, I could do a one-on-one with them. I can give them a little tutorial, you know, what to buy and keep the cost really low. I mean, because a green screen, you
right.
could go out and buy some material at Walmart even. I mean, go to your local
right.
Walmart, buy a couple of yards, drop it down. Then I can give them some cheap lights to buy, some really inexpensive lights, and you're set. And if you have a webcam on the laptop, you're set. There's nothing more
yep.
to use. Just using the mic,
yeah.
even built in on the computer, you're good to go. We could keep it
mm-hmm.
as budget-friendly as possible. Or you can go out like me and then have a whole studio and do it that way. You know, I broke
right.
down my studio. I got to rebuild it, but you know, there's multiple ways you can go. So, you know, if we get somebody that's new, knows nothing about streaming, you know, but they have a lot of good content, hey, I'll reach out to me. I'll hook them up, set them up, give them a little tutorial on how to get up and running, and I'll even guide them through the first show. And, you
that's
know,
awesome.
I don't have to be on camera. I can just be there and walk them through it. And just chat with them,
right.
hey, let's do it this, let's do that. We'll have all the graphics ready for them. We can have everything ready to go.
Fantastic.
Well, I definitely look forward to this year.
Yeah.
I think there's
oh,
a lot
yeah, me
that
too.
We can do, and a lot that we can, you know, and I think that just getting it out there, getting the stuff actually produced, and getting it actually put out in front of the viewers is the majority of the battle. And I think as long as we
mm-hmm.
can, you know, stay on task this year, you know, there'll be a lot that we can do. Even when it comes to our
mm-hmm.
websites, you know, we have additional websites to release and actually, you know, focus on. And, you know, I think there's definitely, it could be a big year if
mm-hmm.
we actually take the incentive to do so.
Yeah, if we execute it right, this is going to be a huge year. And, you know, it was like, you know, Rob and I had a conversation offline, and him and I were on the same page. And it's good to see that we're kind of moving forward with everything. And this is really exciting. And it's just, for me, it's the perfect timing because it's helping me push forward with a lot of things and push forward with some things that I'm kind of lost passion for, but it's given me the incentive to push forward, get me excited again.
Good. We all need that. That's good.
Yeah, I was right there with you because I, like I said, I kind of still on the fence with a couple of things, but hey, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
doing
stuff like this will definitely it'll bring back the enthusiasm and everything that, you know, we try to achieve. So,
right.
We have another guest on, so we're going to let you go, and we'll bring one of our psychics on, Doug. Doug Baker is
good
coming on, so thank you for...
Good talking to you, too.
We'll talk to you
soon.
We'll get it all together.
All right, sounds good. All right, have a
good
night.
Thank you. Bye. You too.
Bye.
Well, that was good. That was motivating. I'm stoked.
Well, I think we had a lot of stuff to talk about with Robin. You know, he's one of our good video. Well, he's in charge of our video shows. You know, so you know, we got to kind of have him on. You know, who else are we going to have on to talk about video shows?
Mm-hmm.
Got to have the director of our video.
That's right.
And then, you know what, there is a general tie-in here because I know Doug was talking about doing some video production through our Facebook Live page as well. And I think Rob just offered out free help. So getting him set up. So it's kind of like...
Let's go ahead and bring him in.
Hey, if there's anyone who wants to do a live video show, let Rob know. And I think we have
Doug.
Ding, ding, ding. It was interesting.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring him in. Yeah, let's bring him in.
Go for
it. Hey, Doug.
Well, hi, guys. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. It sounds like I missed an interesting beginning part of the show.
Hey, I don't know. It wasn't that good.
Oh, shut up. Yes, it was.
sounded good. What part of it I heard? You're never going to let that go, are you? Never.
No.
Never.
Probably not.
We use it all the time.
I will be.
All the time. We're like, meh.
Yeah, sometimes when you're like, we're investigating, you're not even there, and we're not even filming, I'll be like, yeah, and she'll be like, oh, you're so Doug.
Just promise me that you're still wearing the sparkly socks.
I could only find one sparkly sock this year. I don't have
one.
Oh,
no. Well,
yeah,
I know what to get you for your birthday
next
year, some sparkly socks. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that's... Here's the kicker, though, is I've been told, and if this is part of the earlier show, is that we are not allowed to do any cold weather investigating anymore.
I can't get sick again. I got so sick last time. I got so sick.
Oh, no. Did you catch that new candy corn coronavirus that was out? I heard that one was pretty bad, and it had sparkles.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that, but I got super sick from being out in the cold. Yeah, so
this was like 3 years ago, and she's been crying about it ever since.
Oh my God, I got.
Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, are the ghosts not available when it's warm or in a heated place?
That's what I'm saying. Pretty sure.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I just wonder if they're only haunted during the winter when it's, you know, butt crack cold out. But.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you what the thing is. In the winter, you know, we have a lot of friends and who run these big places and to investigate. You know, the nationally known places on top of the smaller ones, but the nationally known places are usually all booked up. But if they're like, hey, if you're dumb enough to come in 2-degree weather, you can have full access. You know, and so we're like, hey, we're dumb enough.
I can't say anything. I've done some of those, too. So, yeah.
Right. We were
I just wondered if they were still haunted in the summer. Yeah.
Well,
oh, trust
I know
me,
when
they
we
are.
Did Ohio State Reformatory, it was like -10 degrees, and you know that all that concrete. And they were like, hey, if you guys want to come. So what do we have, like maybe 8 people? We had 8 people, mm-hmm. and we got locked in by ourselves to Ohio State Reformatory because they're like, if you're that dumb. We're like, yeah, we're that dumb.
We're like, we're that dumb.
Oh, Ohio State Reformatory was awesome. I really had a great time when I went with you guys. And I tell you what, it's extremely active. I think I counted 4 times something tried to physically hurt me in there. And that was the one time I've ever had something actually nail me in the back. I was up on that staircase between the, or not the staircase, the little railing way that goes from the cell block over to the main building to go up into the chapel area. And there's one section there that's missing grading. And I'd stopped to look down over the railing. And I was just, by chance, I was holding on to a post there. And I kid you not, I'd swear on a stack of Bibles if they were in front of me, something hit me square in the back. And if I hadn't been holding on, I'd went over that railing and been on the concrete below there. And when I turned around, there was nobody there. So if anybody's got doubt about these places doing anything, don't have doubt. They are very active.
Yes.
That's how that place is. That place is very active. Mm-hmm. You know, when we... Mm-hmm. We needed to do a reality television show. We had to put up a sample for a documentary, and we went there, and it was amazing. So one of our better investigations. And,
yeah, and it was, and for that one, it was hotter than hell. Remember, so it's hot or cold.
Okay, so it's still haunted when it's warm out too. That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, it was hotter.
We have an entire segment. Yeah, I actually rewatched not that long ago, and there's a lot of there's more activity than we actually even thought, and I think we just kind of like I brushed to the side because it was so hot that she said that her makeup was messed up and that we couldn't use it, and I was like, wow, that's kind of, you know, specific, and
it was really hot.
I'm kind of thinking that we might be bringing that out because there's a lot of good stuff.
Great.
There. So
can't wait. Super.
Just use a Snapchat filter so your makeup looks perfect every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait,
that's
we might not
saying.
Be allowed
to
say that. So not Snapchat, but just something that has a filter.
That
there
snaps.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever
I mean,
that happens to be, but I'm sure there's something. Yeah.
It was it was August, and it was like 120 degrees, and to close the day off, we got locked up. Yeah, it was locked at some places. I guess that maybe that's weird. But they put us in the attic.
They locked us in the attic.
They locked us
in
the attic. Like, the height of, like,
we weren't sure if they were
going
to remember to come get us. Yeah.
We
were like, maybe they're going to forget about
us. One bottle of Gatorade.
Yes. It was like we're going to ration it out.
Killing each other for it. It was really
we're pretty sure
dramatic.
That was going to happen. Like, I was like, seriously, that no one is allowed to drink it. It was bad. It was really bad.
Oh, I remember you talking about that. Were you up there? Were you up in above the – or no, that was another thing we're talking about when it was so hot. You were up there above the cell blocks.
That was it, I think.
That was it, I think.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
I wouldn't even go in there. I think I opened the door and looked at it and was just like, no, I don't think so. No, I take that back.
Like,
I went in about 10 feet. And was like, have fun. Yeah, no, that one was,
one
that
thing,
was not on my to-do list. You're braver than me sometimes.
The one thing that really is bizarre is the story behind that area. You know, apparently... Mm-hmm. In, I think it was the 20s or 30s. It's probably the teens because I said 20s or 30s.
Probably.
In Columbus, the other, like, big prison burnt down. So they had to move the inmates somewhere. So they moved them to the Ohio State Reformatory, and they put them in that attic. And
they took
a piece of chalk, and they gave them, like, 3 foot by 5 foot on the floor, and wrote on the brick wall, like, their number. And then they went and left. Threw them in there, told them where to sit in their little square, and then shut the door. And there was, like, I guess, so many bad things that happened, you know, because of that. But they didn't care. And that's how, you know, those inmates were moved to Ohio Reformatory. And I'm sure I butchered up the story, but that is, like, the general gist of the story. Like, that's not, like, I'm sure that my math was wrong, the space. But you can go and you can still see the, like, some of the numbers were still on the wall.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, that's what they did to section them off. And they just, they drew their space. You know, and then they just locked them in there. And they said, you know, it was just
and
mass
just, yeah,
awfulness that would happen at night.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, that being said, the I think the emotions and just the stuff that was left over in that general area seemed to be pretty heavy. You know, we had a couple, like, real, like, dramatic and emotional-sounding, like, EVPs and voices coming through the spirit box, like, don't lock me in the cage, please, and, like, all, like, sounding like terrified.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine it wouldn't be. I mean, my God.
Yeah, but
that
you
whole
have to
place
remember
is like
that
a horror movie halfway through it.
Yeah, you know, and there are the weak and, you know, the ones that probably didn't do anything but were there. And then there were the ones that, you know, needed to be there. And so obviously it was just like, you know, free reign for those guys.
Well, you know, the thing that got me the most about OSR was when you look out in the backyard, and of course, you know, you're not allowed, you guys know you can't film anything outside there. You're the ones that told me. But when you look back and see where they built the new prison, if you look at the map, I think they built the new prison right over the graveyard and the crematory for the original prison. Can you imagine what that place must be like? Oh.
Yeah. Probably pretty darn bad.
Yeah, that's the thing about the prisons, though. A lot of them you go to, and you know they have a dark past, and you know they all are going to have a dark past, but they don't all have that amount of activity that it does there.
Oh, that place did not disappoint. I mean, I think if you're going to spend the money to go somewhere, I mean, you know, it's a commitment to go to these places too. I mean, I don't think people realize that when they think, oh, I'm going to get my little gizmos and find a psychic, or if you are one, I'm going to run out there. They don't realize that it's a commitment. Maybe they do. I don't want to generalize, but, you know, I don't think people realize how much of a commitment it is to go to these places just to get there and how much it costs to get there. But that one, I think, really is well worth the money. I mean, if you want to see something, that's a place to go.
Right. We would agree.
Well, and there are a lot of places, and, you know, we talked last time we had John about you coming out and, you know, investigating with us more this upcoming year. So hopefully that'll come true. And, you know, we have a lot of places we're going to be going to and doing a lot of filming, a lot of live streaming. So on top of it, it can
be
written.
Well, I would really like to. I mean, this year was a little weird, but, you know, I ended up moving and I got that all straightened out finally, so I'm finally getting into the place where I can get out and do a little bit more. So I'm excited about the possibility of doing some of that.
Fantastic.
Well, I think the one thing that to keep in mind is, you know, being the fact that we investigate within probably 5 to 6 hours from, you know, where you're at, the majority of time anyway. So for us, that's not a huge distance to drive, you know, especially if we make a day or two commitment out of it. So, you know, we'll always keep you posted if they're, you know, if we're going to be filming something or doing something, because it's
Well, that sounds great, especially if you get some places that are new to me, which wouldn't be that hard to do since I haven't been to that many. But, I would really like to do more.
Well,
I think what's good,
you
too, about, you know, when we do our live streams and stuff, people can book you for readings. And so you could always, like, write it off as a business expense, like a business trip.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be great. Okay.
Like a promotion, promotional tour.
Yeah.
I can tell you've been doing this a while. You've got quite a few good ideas on how to at least get some of it back, so that's nice to know.
Yeah, but hopefully get a lot of bookings. But I like to think that, you know, anytime you come on live or you've been on a live stream with us or whatever, that you actually get people over to your page. You know, and I think that's the that's the reason why, you know, why I would do it on top of, you know, if it's your livelihood, you know, it makes sense to try to secure some business out of
it. Well, certainly. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to get out and meet new people and see the new places. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's not just that it's a write-off thing or something to get out for new people,
right,
but it's really fun to meet new people, too, and maybe make a difference for them. So I think it would be a lot of fun to do some new stuff this year.
Yeah.
So talking about, obviously, it's a new year. Did you do anything fun for New Year's? Any cool things? Or?
Well, I tell you what,
I
went to, I went to a friend down there in Post Town, had a party, so I went down there and visited. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the whole name of the place, but I went down there and visited, and we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
And I guess the folks that did investigate, I think one of them got poked in the face, and the other one got called a name that I won't say on the air.
nice.
So they had a good hunt.
Right? Well, that's always good. Yeah. Fantastic.
So that was the extent of my New Year's. That's what I did.
Right.
We celebrated a couple of days before that. And then we both had our birthday thing. So we had
birthdays. And congratulations for making it another year. I hope the next one is very good.
You know, time's running out.
Got to be better than the last one.
We keep talking about like all the stuff we want to do, and then we keep having these birthdays. It's kind of counterproductive.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're not going to have another birthday.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to have the birthday to get up to the next day you're going to do anyway. So it's not terrible.
There you go.
That's what it is. Like, so you can spend another year saying what you're going to do, and then wait till your birthday comes again. You're like, oh my God, I didn't get anything accomplished. And then you reset the goal. That's what I've been resetting the same goal for like the last 15 years.
Well, at least you've got the dedication to continue to reset it.
There you go.
You know, that's
the
thing. Is that or the stupidness, the lack of...
Whichever way you want to look at it.
The fact, however you want to look at it. There he goes again, setting those goals.
Yeah.
You know he's not going to get anything done. I mean, we probably listened to like the last 10 years of shows. I probably had the same goals. This is the year.
Yeah.
Go out there and show the world a thing or two. Say that every year.
One day we'll do it.
I think this will definitely be the year that you get it done. I think it will.
Is that the friendly, sure you will, or is that the psychic Doug?
No, that's the psychic. I'm definitely sensing you're going to get at least one thing done on your list. So now you just got to pick which thing you want to do.
Like do my laundry or something like that.
Oh, that list. Oh, yeah, you'll definitely get your laundry done. I'm sure you'll get that done.
Take up eggs tomorrow. I remember to get eggs.
That's a lofty list.
You know what? And then step two would be to actually follow through on hard-boiling them. And, you know, I actually threw eggs out the other day because I hard-boiled them and I forgot to eat them. So it was like step three. I can never complete a task.
If you have to tell yourself to eat them, you might want to cook something else. I'm just
throwing
that
out
there.
I cooked the eggs, and then I just threw them out because I forgot to eat them. I was like, oh, I forgot I made those. So, you know, I couldn't even go through a four-step egg process. There's just, I like to make it to step three.
I can't give you any crap because I've forgotten about stuff in the fridge, too.
I don't know. Just so disappointed in myself.
Oh God, it was just
such high expectations.
Get over it. It was just it.
God.
It'll be okay.
I think it will. I think she's right. I think it's going to be okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll mourn the eggs later.
It was like two dozen eggs I threw out too, just like a couple.
Oh my God, get over
it!
I had
off the egg.
It's
gold.
Like $3. It'll be okay, Rob. I promise. It was just $3.
But you know how much time it took to actually make them and stuff, you know. And then I didn't pre-craft.
Few minutes.
I do.
That was a problem. I know the last couple times we had you, we took like funny items, but they had this egg cracker that she actually sent me, and I didn't buy because it was like one of those that Amazon said it was Prime, and then when you click on it, they're like, it's coming from China sometime in February. I was like, well, that stinks. So I didn't buy it.
Well, it might have been on your right time schedule, Rob, with
the eggs. Yeah, I would have finally found that. You like hit the egg with the wand or whatever, and like scraped it, and it all came out. I didn't even understand how it all worked, but it looked like a can opener.
Great.
And apparently somehow that can opener did everything to like easy peel.
It was magical.
It was. It was a
it didn't
magical
need them,
egg peeler. And of course I forgot to buy it.
Goals.
It's
mm-hmm.
goals.
Yeah.
Maybe the universe will bring it back to you later.
Yeah.
My goal is you know, people talk about the cake and eating it too. Mine's the eggs. I have my eggs and eat it too.
Yeah, have your
That's
egg and eat it too. Oh, God. Aim high. Aim high.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Aim,
I don't even know how we got
stars.
Here.
Yeah. I don't know either. I'm beginning to
never mind
me with that noise.
Right.
So good.
I don't know how exactly we got there, but
oh, you're so funny.
I am pretty funny.
Mhm.
You're funny something. I'm not sure what, but something.
Yeah. Like not funny haha, like funny aha.
Ha ha. Yeah, pretty much. We're there.
Yeah.
Not funny haha. Funny aha said.
No.
Well, a little funny.
Got to start somewhere.
But.
Right. Oh my.
Well, you know, so that's. I wanted to at least have you give a plug because I know we're coming. I don't know how productive this interview was for the listeners, but it was fun. That's the thing. It's like.
It was fun.
I don't think they learned.
I'm sure it will inspire them to come back again. Yes.
It will. They'll be inspired
they'll
to set their goals
you,
as high as we set ours. You know, that's the thing. It's like, or either that or they'll be like, man, we're going to keep coming back because these people are really like weird and like.
They make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, it makes their failed goals seem so much better. When he only talks about the fact that he didn't need a dozen eggs, but do you want to give a plug if anyone, you know, I know mm-hmm. probably most of our listeners are familiar with Doug and readings by Doug, but why don't you go ahead and give a plug too in case anyone wants a psychic reading to kick the new year off.
Yes.
Well, absolutely. If anyone wants a reading, just look me up on Facebook on readings by Doug, and you can get all my booking details there. There's session links and topic things, just everything you need to look at there. Just look at the services section. And I do things through video. I do in person. When I do get the show going again, I think we're going to do that next week. I'll be doing the free readings on there. So if you are looking for a mini question, you can listen in on Tuesdays for that. So, but yeah, just come on over to Readings by Doug on Facebook and you can come see me or talk to me.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. And
thanks for having me on. It was fun. And again, I'm sorry about your eggs. I hope your next batch is much more productive.
Yes.
You know, it was last year. So it's like, you know, maybe I'm.
So last year.
It is so last year. That's true.
It was.
Yeah, so.
I believe you'll do better with your eggs, Rob. I believe in you and your egg results. I think they're gonna be much better.
I bought eggs today. I'll be honest with you, I bought
Thank
eggs
God.
Today. And wasn't sure if
Just
I should
get better.
Them or not.
It's bound to be better.
No, I don't know.
I think everyone's relieved that you just bought some, so you didn't have to put yourself through the stress of trying to do something else with them. That was smart.
Right. I don't know if I can live up to the same failed standards as I did last year and not
Oh, I'm sure you got
them
it in
after
you, Rob.
I made them.
I bet you can do it. I believe in you.
Yep.
I do.
We'll see.
I think you got this,
we'll hold
Rob.
You to it. We'll ask about your egg. We'll ask about your eggs next week.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, Doug, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk
yes,
to you
thank
soon.
You.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bye.
Well, I think that was
All
fun.
Right.
It was fun. I would say when we have Doug on, it's always fun. There's always some kind of like laughter going on. You know, we get along well together.
Yes. I'd agree.
Yeah, so that was good. And, you know, I don't know what's going on for next week. It's probably one of the things that we keep promoting next week. And it could be one that we'll be on the road.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I guess
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, and you know, signing off.
Yeah. Yeah.
For tonight, I hope you enjoyed the show, and next week we have more great. If not, we'll come live. If we're traveling, we'll come live on like TikTok or something. We'll do some kind of live investigation.
Yeah, there you go.
Talk show or something, or we'll make something happen.
Or just something.
you'll be listening to the voice of live paranormal radio.
Oh my God, here he goes again. All right, everyone, it's been real. Have a good night. Take care, and we'll see you next week, or hear us next week, or something like that. Okay, bye.
Yep.